Okay, am I on? All right. Well, good morning. Before we start, I'm going to go ahead and just pray real quick here before we begin here. So Father God, we just thank you for our time together. And God, I specifically pray that, God, this is how you've worked in Becky and I's life is all about you. And there's been good times, there's been bad times, God, and we just want to be honest and truthful with these guys here and just share about our experience and how you've used us, God. And we give you the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. So, how many of you guys are in 6th grade through 8th grade? Raise your hand. Is it about 50-50? And then high school on up? So about, okay, so I'm sitting there thinking, when did I start thinking about boyfriend, girlfriend stuff? And for me, I got pretty serious about that about 5th grade. That's kind of when I thought, you know, I really like this girl here. I'm going to give her a pack of gum and sneak it in her desk and put my name on it. And, you know, and then you put the little note that says, would you go out with me? Circle, yes or no. Have you guys done that? Anybody? No? That's old. Or maybe it's a text thing now, right? You text them, circle, yes or no. Would you go out with me? So it's a big deal. My point thinking through this is dating, relationships, it can be very consuming in our mind, right? So if we're not thinking about the opposite sex, we're with the same sex, our friends, our guy friends and girlfriends, and we're probably talking about the opposite sex. So in my mind, it's a big deal. The whole dating thing, relationship, girlfriend, boyfriend, the purity thing. For me, I can say it can be very consuming in our minds. Would you guys all agree with that? It's going to get to be a more and more bigger deal. So we want to share our story briefly on Becky and I. I am from a dairy farm here in Plattsmouth. I grew up my whole life here. Both Becky and I grew up. Becky was in South Omaha for a little bit and then grew up in Plattsmouth in fourth grade. Mm-hmm. And so to kind of jump ahead a little bit, we actually started, I was a sophomore in high school and involved in all the sports, football, basketball, soccer. And Becky was a senior in high school. And she was involved in all kinds of sports and track and volleyball and all that kind of stuff. So we were actually in Spanish class, and I can't remember what exactly happened. Something about you couldn't see the board very well. Was that true?
I thought Chad was really cute, and so I wanted to maybe sit by him, and I was in the back. So I told the teacher that I couldn't see the board, so that I got to move up, so I got to sit next to him.
That's cute.
And I'll never live it down.
And I remember getting like a back massage or something.
Is this thing even on?
Yeah. I think she was rubbing my neck or something. I'm like, well, what's going on here with this? Wasn't that part of it too? I remember something about that. I don't know. So, and she's a senior. I'm a sophomore, right? So I'm kind of thinking, whoa, this is interesting here, you know? And so it was Spanish class. We kind of knew each other. And she was actually dating kind of the stud running back for Plattsmouth at the time. And actually a good friend of mine. But and I don't know what exactly happened that from that point on. It's kind of a blur. But at some point, over the next 2 months, she broke up with the stud running back guy, started dating me, and we were and I asked her. We kind of started dating at that point, so that started our relationship. As far as high school dating, we dated that while she was a senior in high school, and I was a sophomore, and it was okay. We want to share a little bit about physically and lines and discipline and stuff like that with where we were. We actually, at that point in time, were both Christians. I was a Christian and accepted Christ in seventh grade. Fellowship of Christian Athletes was a really big deal at Plattsmouth, and became a believer in seventh grade. As far as your faith?
Yeah, I would say I had a knowledge and a love for God for a lot of my life. I grew up Catholic. I didn't really know, though, what that meant. And so I didn't really have a relationship, I would say, till probably my freshman or sophomore year in high school.
Right. You have some stuff? You want to keep going? Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So
we haven't practiced a whole lot, just so you guys know.
So. So Chad and I started dating in high school. And both of us were believers. We were both Christians. But we didn't really know what a Christian relationship was, what that meant. And so I think as we started to get discipled through high school and learned, okay, what God wants is to be the center of our focus. And when he decides that he has chosen somebody for you to marry, you go for it. And until that time, he wants to protect your heart. And so physically, emotionally, he wants to be the number one in your life. And I think we didn't realize that when we started dating. And so emotionally, we were kind of all in, you know. We spent all our time together, and we...
A lot of long hugs, a little bit of kissing here and there. So we're going to tell you, you know, physically we weren't perfect, but I would say kissing and long hugs and that kind of thing was probably our boundaries at that point in time. You guys are all getting embarrassed now, aren't you? No, I love it. Okay, keep going. So what else?
Yeah, so physically we knew God's standard was don't have sex till you're married. I mean, we all hear that. We all know that that's God's standard. Our question was, what can you do before you get married? I mean, that's always, I think, the question. And I'm a rule follower. So unfortunately, the Bible does not say you can do X, Y, and Z. That's what I wanted. I would do, you know, I would go up to X, Y, and Z, and that I would be good. God just says, keep a pure heart. What does that mean? And so I think, yeah, when we dated, you know, we'd spend a lot of time together. My parents weren't real strict on boundaries, so we could be by ourselves in our house, in my bedroom, all by ourselves. They didn't really care. Thankfully, we had some boundaries set, but I think we kept trying to decide where are those boundaries and have we, you know, how close can you get and physically and when do you get into tough spots where it's hard to turn back?
And so with that, number one, my boundary was, there's no way I'm not going to have sex. I grew up in a family that I knew there's consequences for having premarital sex. There's major issues that could come about. And so I had, for me personally, at that point in time, I had a line, not going to have sex. Where was the line? I don't think I had a for sure line at that point. And I think that's where you guys all sit there and ask yourself, what is your line and how far do you go in a relationship physically to stay pure, right? So that's one of the things we got to kind of think about, or I was thinking about, and I kind of struggled with that a little bit. So 1 Corinthians, you guys have heard probably a lot of these verses in the last couple of weeks. 1 Corinthians 6:18, flee from sexual immorality. All the sins a man commits are outside his body, but he who sins sexually sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Have you guys all heard that? That's a big deal in my mind. Who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. So, to me, flee from sexual immorality. What does flee mean? Flee means get the heck away from it, right? So, if you guys... the line for us was that we knew we were pretty well controlled, but we still didn't have a for sure line in our relationship during this high school relationship. And through my high school experience, which we dated through then, and Becky was at Midland College at that point. So
So when I went to college, yeah. And I think the more we learned what God wanted for us, the more we realized we weren't cutting it. It wasn't where we were at. And so even though we were both believers, even though we both love God, really, Chad was my main focus, you know. And so I remember sitting there praying to God, because we would always end up in frustration and arguments about where physically our line should end up, emotionally, how much time we should spend together. And I felt like when I would pray to God, he would give me this thought that, give Chad up to me. Give this relation up to me. And I can remember him, and it would be a vision that I would have, and he would be grabbing Chad by the hand, and I would be grabbing anything I could, feet, shoestrings, anything, because I did not want to let go. Because I was so wrapped up emotionally in him. And I think at that point, when I was in college, God said, you have to surrender this to me, because all it is leading to frustration. All it is leading to emptiness. And so that's when I decided, okay, we need to take a break, because we can't, it's hard once you've emotionally been all in to then scale back. It's just, it's hard to do. And physically, the farther in you get physically, it's harder to scale back unless there's some sort of break or
So what's it mean to take a break? It means I got dumped.
So that's right. Got dumped.
Yeah, Becky dumped me. So I got dumped right before I went to college. I was going to head down to Lincoln, University of Nebraska Lincoln. I studied horticulture and landscape design. And so this is probably about 2 weeks before I went to college, and she breaks up with me. And we've had a pretty good relationship for the most part, right? And loved being around each other, had a lot of fun. Even though she was at college, I was in high school. It's kind of a tough thing, but we worked out our own thing going. And so if you don't know you're going to get dumped, which some of you guys may have broke up, had those relationships, what you kind of have a little bit of like, you're pretty upset, right? You're kind of like, what the heck just happened here? So my plan was, I'm going to Lincoln. I'm like, God, I'm sorry, but you didn't plan this for me. So I'm going to Lincoln, and I'm going to tear it up. Now, I mean, I'm gonna go out. I'm going to do whatever I want. I don't care. So that was my mindset, because I was pretty upset, right? Fortunately, as a believer, it took about a week for my mind to kind of get readjusted, reset. I'm like, you know what? That's not who I am. That's not how you've made me. And so God spent some time with me and kind of worked me over a little bit and said, you know what? Just relax. I got a bigger plan for you. It's all good. You know, just be patient. And so I rested in his peace, and I just said, okay. So I went down to college. That whole first semester of college, we kind of, we didn't talk to each other, didn't see each other at all. It was done in my mind. So I was a little upset and still trying to figure out what's going on. And we got pretty involved with FCA down there and some different organizations, and made it through the first semester. Nothing bad happened. I kept my mind focused, and you know, Becky and I are both kind of big on, you know, as we talk about discipline. This is not bragging, but we both have made commitments. Number one, we're not going to have sex till we get married. Number two, alcohol is not something we're going to be a part of. So I have never had a drink of alcohol. Even the day after I turned 21, I didn't. I said, you know what? Even, or the day I turned 21, I'm not going to do it. There's no need for it. So we try to be as disciplined as we can. When we hit Christmas time, back on track, Christmas time, we... I don't know where we saw each other. I think where you were nannying at. We kind of got back together and talked a little bit and said, you know what? God's shown me a lot. And I think one of the big things I realized is that, you know what? I had, in faith, you kind of, sometimes we're kind of in a little bit and out a little bit, right? But what's faith means? You guys are all sitting on a chair, and you guys trust that chair is going to hold you completely. I mean, everything you got weight-wise, that you're sitting on that chair and believe it. So I wasn't quite sitting. I was probably squatting in that chair. I was kind of thinking, that chair probably can't hold me, but I'm going to still try to be in control a little bit. And that's what happened with our relationship. So that semester, I needed time away, and God said, you know what? It's all about Jesus, man. Am I completely content with my relationship with Jesus first? And if I am, and if I can maintain that cool relationship with Jesus and be content and happy, then I can probably handle a relationship with her or someone else that God puts in my life. So that reality hit me. So I would say you guys are ready to get married when you say, I am 100% content with my relationship with Jesus, no matter what, with a gal, without a gal, with a boyfriend, without a boyfriend, and you can move forward. So that's it. To me, that's the point you ask yourself, good, you know, with or without that person. So I came to reality with that. We started dating again. We redefined our boundaries that second semester. And we both, Becky's kind of committed to, hey, I don't want to worry about this relationship. You know, Chad, this is kind of your deal. I'm going to be praying for you. I'm going to be praying for us. I love being around you. I want to hang out with you. But I want God to be in charge of this thing. I'm going to trust that God's in charge of it. And if it's time, if we're going to get engaged someday, that's in your hands. I don't even want to talk about it. You just figure it out. So it's kind of a big deal, right? I mean, she put all that in my lap and said, I've seen some big changes. I think she saw some big changes in my life. And kind of let me take the rein to a point. So from that point on, what was our line at that point? Our line was, guess what? We're not going to kiss. And we're not going to say, I love you. Because until it's the for sure 100% we're engaged, we're just going to keep all 100% commitments, a true I love you, and kissing, and all that physical stuff, it's out until we know for sure that we're committed. So that for us was a big line, and for me thinking, we're all physical people, right? We're not going to kiss. We're not going to do any of that. Well, that's, you know, geez, that's a little extreme. But fortunately for me, through FCA and hearing different speakers, I've heard of guys, cool guys, athlete, studly guys that have not kissed until they got married too. And so I'm like, if that guy that can do it, Rick Rowe specifically, then I think I can probably handle that. And if I'm truly content with my relationship with God and Jesus, then let's do this. So it was one day at a time. I lived my college career. She lived her college career. She went to PA school. And we made that happen. That was our commitment.
And I think for us, so the reason our boundaries kept moving is because obviously we met at a young age. And so we knew that marriage wasn't, we weren't going to get married till after we get out of college. And so that's many years. So you can't go many years physically getting closer and closer and closer. Or you can't go many years emotionally getting closer and closer and closer to somebody. Because you're not, if your goal is to not have sex till you're married or to give your heart to the person that you're going to marry, you ain't going to make it if you got 8 years in front of you or 7 years in front of you or even a year in front of you. It's hard. And so we kept having to redefine, okay, listen, we can't kiss anymore. Okay, wait a minute. We can't be by ourselves past midnight anymore. I mean, you just had to keep deciding, when is our focus, when is it getting to be too overwhelming and too much of a temptation? And we just have to keep scaling those boundaries and those lines back until we knew that it was something that we could control.
So the one of the big things is, who likes discipline? Raise your hands if you love discipline. So, Becky's kind of a real follower too, right? Well, I don't like discipline. I like to do what I want, when I want, how I want, to be honest. That's kind of my style. And I think a lot of us would be honest, we probably want to do that, right? But because of discipline, and specifically speaking now in relationships, right? If you guys can say, hey, here's my line, here's my boundaries, and here's how I'm going to discipline myself, it's not to cause pain and harm. Even though it seems like it at first, it can be. I can't kiss. Well, man, I want to kiss. I want to be physical, and I want to be close to a female or male. That's my big desire. That's all of our desires, right? But if you can control it till the time is right, because God knows it's good on the right time. But God will bless you guys, and God will give you guys and fill your hearts with joy and peace and contentment. And so not only that, but because you guys have chosen to be disciplined, or we've chosen to be disciplined early on in a relationship, later on there will be other blessings, and you won't have to deal with the crap that comes down the road. Which, we have a lot of friends that have gone down that road too. There's two roads to choose. Lack of discipline, do what you want, whatever feels good, go for it. Or trying to choose what the truth is and follow that as best you can. We're not going to be perfect, and we're not perfect. I can promise you that. We did our best. But the more discipline you are, the more self-control you have, the more joy you will have, I can promise you. And the longer, the less sin, the less consequences you're going to have. So for every all control you have, there can be great blessings, or it can go in a negative way.
And I think too, when you talk about, okay, so where does this get us now? We've been married for
16
years now, two kids. And when I think about it, you know, I think the one thing I've learned is that by guarding my heart during those times when I could date anybody, when I wasn't married and I could date whoever I wanted and go out with as many people as I wanted, that by protecting my heart and emotionally waiting on the one guy who was going to be the forever guy, you know, and physically waiting on the one guy who was going to be the forever, it has been, the thing I've learned is that all my perceptions, all my thoughts, I only have him in there. When I dream about going out with somebody or doing something with somebody, it's all memories of him. And I think Satan likes to tell us that, hey, you need multiple choices. The more choices you have, the better it is. You know, the more everything is, you know, not just one pair of jeans. There's 10,000 different pairs of jeans, and the more you have, the better it is. And in dating, in marriage, I'm here to tell you it's a huge lie. It's a huge falsity, because I guarantee if you discipline yourself, then the one that he gives you will be the one and all. I mean, it's true. I think about, I kind of relate to candy. On Halloween, after Halloween, we let our kids the next day eat every single piece of candy that they got for Halloween. They get one day and they can gorge themselves on everything they have. By the end, they are so sick and they want to throw up, and that's exactly what we're hoping for. Yeah, but, you know, they can't even look at another piece of chocolate, and it's disgusting to them. But, man, you take 2 months away, and, you know, we'll have one little Hershey kiss, and if Sagey has to, I don't know, get a shot or something, I'll give her one Hershey's kiss and she's like, oh, this is awesome. And it is. If you discipline yourself and you have no other choices, the one choice God gives you is infinitely better and fulfills all your desires. When you are crowded with so many options and so many choices and so many memories of different relationships, and this guy did this great and this guy did this great, but this guy was a great present giver and this guy, it's too much. And then you're always searching for something better. And that's the thing I've found in marriage, is by disciplining yourself, man, I've got the best. I got the best option, and he's the only option I've known. So of course he's everything to me. So,
right. And one other thing I'll challenge you guys. So as you guys are sitting here thinking, what is the line physically? Because I think that's the bottom line you guys are probably all going to sit here and think about as you walk away. Where's my line at? And hopefully you guys can say, I have a line that I've drawn, and this is what it's going to be. But for when Becky and I removed the kissing, we're not going to kiss. We're not going to get physically involved. Obviously, we're not going to have sex. What that does is it takes a relationship, and guys, it's going to test you guys to see, do I really enjoy being around this girl, or is it all about kissing and physical stuff? Because I think, guys, we get real blinded to relationships and things that are important when we're physically involved. And I'll tell you that 100% sure. We just get goo-goo crazy, can't think straight, right? So when you take physical things out, it causes a relationship to become, do I really enjoy and have fun playing tennis with her, running around, just jack around doing fun things? Do I really enjoy that, or do I want to be closer just so I can kiss her and be physical? And that's kind of the thing that it will test you and challenge you. The other thing is, as you guys start dating and getting serious about this kind of stuff, as you move through, and a lot of you guys are down the road quite a ways, we're not even close to that, but so you guys are, James Dobson said, don't marry the person you can live with, marry the person you can't live without. And so dating too, or if you're going to get into a relationship that you think this is what God wants me to do, is just don't be with that person that you can just live with and tolerate, be with the person you can't live without. So make sure that is a clear answer. If you just try to tolerate someone, I really enjoy this person, but this and that, well, really start thinking about, is that someone that you can deal with for the rest of your life? Make sure it's the person you can't live without. Kind of closing here as far as some verses, Proverbs 3:6. So in all your ways, this is what it all comes down to, I think, in relationship. It's not about Becky and I and what we've done. It's kind of how God has used us and guided us. But in all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. So in everything we do, are you seeking God and taking time to be quiet and just listen? What is God? Where is God drawing the line? Because I don't know if there's an exact line. I'm not saying kissing is completely wrong. But if it's something that you feel like takes you down a road that goes to the wrong spot, then maybe it is. Maybe it is something you need to say. That is, I can't do that. I can't handle that. Holding hands, you know. But where is your line? Becky and I are going to stand here and tell you guys, this is the line. Are you fleeing from sexual immorality, number one? Is it causing you to feel guilty? Do you have a conscience? Is the Spirit working in you? You know, that's all things you guys got to tune into and say, God, what's going on here? Where do I need to set my boundaries? Romans 12:2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. And that's huge, right? Because with reality TV, what's reality TV want us to do? This is how life is. This is how the world is. And this is how you should be. And I never got to see the reality TV like you guys get to see now. But that's what the TV and the shows and the reality is saying is normal. Well, guess what? It's a bunch of junk. I mean, and it's frustrating. And it scares the heck out of Becky and I for our kids to see that kind of stuff, because that is the pattern of the world, and it is wrong. Half of that. Well, 85-90% of it's wrong. So I would challenge you guys to really take the truth, the Word of God, and compare that with what the pattern of the world is, which is reality TV. You guys get to see it anywhere and everywhere you're at now. We didn't get to see that, which is a complete lie half the time on the MTV or even just the CBS show, whatever shows there are. So kind of watch that. So that's our challenge to you guys is walk away here thinking, do you have a line that you've drawn that you feel that is healthy, that you guys can grow into? And overall big picture is, are you seeking God for truth? And are you trying to, because guess what? Through times of, you know, when I was dating Becky and not kissing her, that was not easy. That was like very, very tough. But I knew Paul's talked about it for, I can still have joy in that time of discipline and stuff. I can still have, if I focused on the fact that, you know what, it's tough, it's frustrating. I want to kiss her. I want to do more than kiss her. But God will fill my heart with joy, and there will be great, very cool blessings and great consequences later on that will follow us. I know and I believe that's happened ever since we've been married. So.
And on our wedding day, we hadn't kissed for probably, 3 years before that? And the pastor says, this is Mr. and Mrs. Chad Warbine, you may kiss your bride. And I testify as the best kiss I've ever had. So, I mean, just to be able to discipline yourself, God gives such great blessings. And we, like I said, we decided not to say we love each other. And when he put that ring on my finger and said, I love you, I've never heard such sincere words. And because I knew the discipline that he had prior to, that wasn't something he flippantly said to any other girl or even to me until he had confirmation that that's what God wanted for us. So.
And the last thing to encourage you guys with, God will renew each one of you guys. If you guys have been in a spot that's bad, been sexually involved, there's probably some of you guys that may have been down that road possibly. I don't know, but it's okay because God's loved us. We weren't perfect in our first part of the relationship. And, you know, sin is sin. God wants to renew us. God wants to give us opportunity to change and to start down the right track. So get your chin up. And look to God, say, God, I'm starting this over. Get some motivation, say, God, I can change and you can heal me and we can get going down the right track. So God will renew you guys. God will give you hope again. So don't ever feel like, hey, it's too late. It's not too late. So God can change lives major. So
thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.